This is GQDN for this May. No, not May, June 2nd. Thursday, June 2nd, 2022. Yes, PlayStation just dropped the state of play. So here is what they have announced. They came out first with Resident Evil 4 announcement and the video that came out there with it. Once again, it looks very good, very, very reminiscent of Village, and it does really think that that this game is going to be really, really good, and we'll have some VR content there as well, so it is definitely worth a check for that. It will come out on March 24th, 2023. That is a hard date that they're going for. So we'll see if they can make it here. And then they came out with four games for the VR2. And they said, one, it's going to be Village. Village goes VR. And I think the transition there, by the looks of things, once again, looks really, really good. And really going with that is The Walking Dead. That's the second game that's going for VR. And it really does go to the series. If you ever watch The Walking Dead, and which I pretty much stayed away from. But there, once again, this will go to gameplay and storyline. So once again, this is looking pretty good there as well. A lot of dead, a lot of undead. And the first three games announced, there was a bit of a theme here. But it did go back to a little something that went to No Man's Sky. And No Man's Sky started out kind of flat, but it's been picking up steam and picking up steam over time with the different updates and going to different things. But now this is going to go VR. So now you'll be able to control your spaceship, have your guns at the ready, using your handheld sticks, and you know, once again, you'll be able to look at these things and the different scenery, you know, not through a computer screen or a TV screen. So once again, we're looking at something that is really cool. VR 2 looks to be pretty much on fire here so far, and really this is going to be pretty good there for PlayStation, so we'll see how things go there. But they ended this VR segment with a doozy, and we knew that this one was coming, and that one is Horizon Call of the Mountain. So Horizon Call of the Mountain, it really does hail to Horizon, and it's really just a lot of good things. So I mean, we'll see how things go. But, the game does look really good. Looks really good. Now, with that, they also gave an update to Horizon Forbidden West. Now, personally, I could not find the updates to Horizon Forbidden West, but if we can find that for the weekly show, we'll talk about that then. But that is on the PlayStation blog. That is what they said. So we'll see what comes of it. Now, they did say that there's going to be a game that's going to go to PC, and it's about damn time, that it's Spider-Man. This includes a little bit of the Miles Morales. And with that, this going to PC will boost the sales up a bit. Maybe not much, we'll see what happens. But once it goes to PlayStation, a PC, or Steam, and most likely a lot of the PlayStation games are go to Steam there anyway, then we'll see what happens. Because I think that when more Xbox games shows up on PC, PlayStation will want to do the same thing. So we'll see what happens. Now, there are some other games here showing up, and that is Stray. Now, I have it in there as Stay, but no, it's not. It's Stray. And you get to play as a cat. and you're in a basically a mysterious city. So you get to be like a detective in a way, and you got to do some dodge, and I don't know if there's any attacks or whatnot, but there might be, but we'll see. It's cats. So Stray comes July 19th. You're a cat. You might like this if you're into cats. A Callisto Protocol. Once again, we're heading into kind of the dead and kind of the fright type syndicate. I'm imagining that this comes about 2023. I did not catch the release date on it, but while watching it, because typing and looking are two different things for me. I don't multitask that well, as far as what that goes. Anyway, when you see that, this could turn out to be pretty good in itself. So, hey, we'll see what happens. Probably not my type of game, but hey, it is what it is. Roller Dome was also announced, and Roller Dome is a roller skating FPS. A roller blading FPS. This is going to be very interesting. Really, I think a lot of people could get into this. Very interesting concept. You're going around a roller derby rink, and you're shooting people, you're shooting tanks, people behind shields, this and that. We'll see what happens. Now we go to Eternknights. And Eternknights is basically an RPG where you play as most likely a male, is what they're showing, and your arm is taken from you, but you can turn your arm into like a sword or a certain other objects, and you can basically attack other people, other things are throughout like the city and whatnot. So does look quite interesting. Could be really good. That comes out in early 2023, so it looks like January, February, March, kind of that thing. And then we go to Street Fighter 6. Now with that, Ryu is definitely aged. Not a really old man, but they put him at the middle age type. And it looks like it's possible that they could do a bit of an RPG, a bit of roleplay in this, just by the way that the video does look. Maybe some new characters there as well, along with some of the old ones. Sun Li is there. And of course there's a lot of versus type fighting. Chun-Li is there, as I'm going back through the video itself. And this could be very well for the tournament scene there as well. We'll see what happens. Now we get to Tunic. And an update here. They did show a lot of gameplay there for Tunic. And that will come out September 27th. Tunic does look to be just Diablo-esque. So it will have its fans. And be pretty good, I think. We'll see what happens there. Then there's an exploration type game called Season. And with Season, it does show just a person just riding a bike. Kind of got their headphones on. There's like certain quests that you can do. And it's called Season, A Letter to the Future. And it does come out autumn 2022. So it does come out later this year. Just this fall. And then they ended with what they were hoping to be a bang. And it might just very well be. Square Enix ended the state of play with Final Fantasy 16, for which they called Final Fantasy 16 Dominance. And if you played like Final Fantasy 7 Remake, you have the jewels of like Ifrit and kind of the Winter Goddess and all that. But this is going to be the full-on gods, which you can call on. And really, it's going to be just a very interesting game. There should be a lot of downloads to it, no matter what copy you get and what you get that on. Because that will be on PlayStation. You better believe it. So, we will see what happens. That's been the breakdown of the State of Play. Very short version. I have no doubt we'll be talking about this in the weekly show here in a couple days. You can find me on Twitter at Joe Brums. Everyone is at Don Forge, because this has been a Don Forge production 2022. You can support us on Audible and patreon.com/thegroupquest. We will see you guys tomorrow with the fallout of this PlayStation announcement. Bye for now, and go play some games, people.